As we look at the world about us, we cannot be blind to the fact that our society is changing. I recall when my father said to me, "Our nation has already seen its better days." That was 40 years ago. And since that time, there has been a downward trend in national virtues. Immorality has flourished. What was once intolerable became acceptable. Once accepted, it became tolerable. And once tolerable, those who practice immorality are now forcing their lifestyle on the rest of the nation, even to the point of forced submission. One of the questions the morally upright must ask is, how should we respond to the changes in our society? In response to such, some have formed political parties and used the power of their religious organization to support their opposition. Some resort to violence, physically and verbally, while others form communes and/or adequately isolate themselves from the world. As we consider these responses, which do we take? The answer? None of the above. So what do we do? The Lord, in the Sermon on the Mount, said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on the stand, and it shineth unto all that are in the house. Even so let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 5:13-16. And the Apostle Paul told the saints in Philippi, "Do all things without murmuring and questioning, that ye may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye are seen as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life." Philippians 2:14-16. In this, we find that neither the Lord nor the Apostle Paul joined a political party of the day to promote the gospel and battle the ills of society. Neither did the Lord nor the Apostle Paul isolate themselves from the world, but rather went into the world that the eyes of the lost might be opened, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive remission of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in Christ. Acts 26:18. We are living in a changing world, and the wheels of perversity and immorality are picking up speed. What will you do? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the word spoken to the angel of the church in Sardis, saying, "But thou hast a few names in Sardis that did not defile their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh shall thus be arrayed in white garments, and I will in no wise blot his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3:4-5.